Agency on Aging will have no transportation services or senior meals today, and we'll likely see a growing list of weather-related postponements and cancellations. Stay tuned to KNDY.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A winter storm warning continues. Slight chance for snow today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High of 27. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour. A dusting of snow today with another 4 to 8 inches Thursday through Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 25.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the state legislative session of 2024 officially underway in the state, Kansas Democrat Governor Laura Kelly has announced that she is working with a bipartisan group of legislators to unveil a new tax-cutting proposal that would cut taxes from the private sector by near $1 billion over the next 3 years. KAG News reports that the tax elimination would include the elimination of the food sales tax by April of this year instead of next year, dropping it by that other 2%. Along with getting rid of taxes on Social Security income and increasing the residential exemption on state property taxes, going from $42,000 to $100,000. Republican leaders in both chambers of the legislature say that with ongoing tax cut talks, they are expected to pursue again a single rate income tax system that was proposed by the Kansas Chamber of Commerce in the session last year that would create a single income tax bracket of 5% for income earners in the state over $15,000. Mid-America Network News.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Plan your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your Seven Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. Seven Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. We're the winners. Play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Spirit AeroSystems has responded after the mid-air blowout that happened with an Alaskan Airlines flight from a Boeing 737 plane. It has grounded more than 9 different Boeing 747 airplanes across the country as the investigation continues, as the NTSB has done their investigation, saying that it was officially an accident in the incident.
Now, we're here investigating an accident, and yes, we've now determined, based on our definition of substantial damage, that it is an accident, not an incident.
That was from their news brief yesterday afternoon. Spirit AeroSystems has also released their statement regarding the incident, saying, quote, "We are grateful the Alaskan Airlines crew performed the appropriate procedures to land the airplane with all passengers and crew safe. Spirit is committed to partner with Boeing on the 737 program, and we continue to work together with them on this matter. Spirit is following the protocols set by the regulatory authorities that guide communication in these types of circumstances, and we will share further information when appropriate." Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. Ezekiel Barraza Aguiano, age 21, is now in Hall County Jail after police said he fled from officers multiple times on Saturday. The 21-year-old had a warrant out for his arrest due to a probation violation, and when officers went to make contact with him at 4:15 a.m., he drove off in a silver Pontiac G6 before officers could stop him. Officers would see him three other times throughout the day where he would continue evading police at high rates of speed in an erratic manner. Officers eventually obtained a search warrant of his home and vehicle when he refused to enter a residence at the 500 block of East 19th Street, and police found large sums of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. He was arrested for those offenses along with the ones that were on his warrants. In other news, Senator Lauren Lippincott of Central City has introduced a bill to add asphyxiation by nitrogen to the state's method of carrying out the death penalty. Nebraska's current sole method of execution is lethal injection. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was routine business. Washington County Commissioners discussed with the County Sheriff Justin Cordry options for incentivizing college degrees or related training as a means to attract and retain employees. Specifics not identified, it was mentioned that offering paid training should include longer-term employment with the county, as opposed to those who might take advantage of the incentive and then move on. No decisions were made. Nemahal County Commissioners at last week's meeting held a public hearing on the 2023 budget amendments and then approved those unanimously after no one came forward with comment. City of Washington is declaring a traffic emergency, continuing Tuesday, advising that vehicles should be removed from snow routes. An injury accident was reported January 5th. Shortly after 7 p.m., Terry Heideman, age 59 of Corning, lost control on K63 north of 144th Road. He slid into a vehicle driven by Teresa Steinlogge, age 60 of Kelly. Steinlogge was taken by private vehicle to the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital with injuries. Almost an inch of rain on Monday preceded less than an inch of snow accumulation here in Marysville. A couple of inches along the state line with 6 to 8 inches already in the Beatrice area. Additional snowfall overnight into Tuesday has prompted blizzard warnings for all of northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. Travel is discouraged. We have the following school closings for Tuesday. No school at Diller O'Dell and Southern. No school at USD 108 Washington County, USD 113 Prairie Hills, Axtell, USD 115 Nemaha Central. No school for USD 223 Hanover, Barnes, and Lynn. No school at Marysville, USD 364, USD 380 Frankfort and Centralia, and USD 498 Valley Heights. Gage County Courthouse will be closed Tuesday. City of Washington has issued a traffic emergency. Please move all vehicles off the snow routes. A growing list of cancellations and postponements likely Tuesday on KNDY.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marilyn J. Lineweber, age 91 of Frankfort, passed away January 3rd. Celebration of life service will be held at a future date with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge for Marilyn Lineweber. James Jimmy Messick, age 58 of Marysville, passed away January 2nd. Services pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Jimmy Messick. Juanita M. O'Neill, age 59 of Beatty, passed away December 27th. Service to be held at a later date. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Juanita O'Neill. Trudy L. Reif, age 71 of Washington, passed away December 30th. Massive Christian burial Saturday, January 13th, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Interment in the church cemetery. Christy Andrews, funeral home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Trudy Reif. Tracy Swanson Huttner, age 61 of Frankfort, passed away December 19th. Funeral service Saturday, January 13th, 10:30 at the Salem Lutheran Church, rural Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Tracy Swanson Huttner. Jared J. L. Horman, age 44, of Odell, passed away January 7th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for J. Horman. Heather J. Wilson, age 46, passed away December 30th. Funeral service Saturday, January 13th, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Heather Wilson.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Among the cancellations today, no senior citizen meals in Marshall County, no Meals on Wheels, and the Agency on Aging Transportation Services will be closed today. Again, no senior services or meals in Marshall County this Tuesday.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm warning is currently in effect until early this afternoon. A chance for some snow and blowing snow today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 20s. Northwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the single digits and mid-teens. Partly sunny skies into Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. And partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-teens. There will be another chance for some snow showers on Thursday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper teens and lower 30s. Then snow showers become likely again throughout Thursday night with our lows just above zero. North winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. A chance for some snow into Friday, staying cooler with our highs in the single digits and upper teens. North winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Then mostly cloudy into Friday night with our lows just above and below zero. Northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 39, record high on this date 75. The average low 19 and the record low 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:21. We had almost an inch of rain ahead of the snow Monday, and in the 3 to 4 inch accumulation of snow Monday into Tuesday at studios here in Marysville. And the snow tapering off, now 25 degrees with a cloudy overcast. North winds increasing, and gusty north winds will be our next problem as this winter weather continues. Snow accumulation will become blowing and drifting snow along the way today. Again, be advised, roads are snow covered, snow packed. Travel is very difficult today. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 9th of January. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Check out the new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordish Motor Company. Plus, the new 2024 Chevy Blazer, Chevy Trax, and Chevy Equinox are awaiting your test drive. For quality new and used vehicles, see the Nordish Motor Company in Marysville today.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Hail to the victors.
8 seconds to go. Michigan has won the college football national championship, 34-13.
The call on ESPN Radio, the Michigan Wolverines winning their first college football national championship since 1997. Despite a sign-stealing scandal and a brief suspension during the regular season, Jim Harbaugh was able to guide his team to a perfect 15-0 record.
It couldn't have gone better. It went exactly how we wanted it to go, to win every game. The off-the-field issues were innocent. And we stood strong and tall because we knew we were innocent.
With rumors swirling about him maybe leaving Ann Arbor, Harbaugh was asked if he would like to win a Super Bowl.
I just want to enjoy this. Does it always have to be, you know, what's next? What's the future? You know, like I said the other day, I hope to have a future.
NBA Grizzlies star Ja Morant will have season-ending surgery after tearing a labrum in his right shoulder during practice on Saturday. On the courts, Celtics Pacers finishing a home-and-home.
Mathurin shoots three. He is 3 of 4 in this game, and now 4 of 5.
The call on 1070, the fan, Benedict Mathurin, knocked down 2 of 3 free throws after a Kristaps Porzingis foul from beyond the arc with 0.6 on the clock. The Pacers beat the Celts 133-131. Tyrese Haliburton to get an MRI after a hamstring strain. The Jazz drubbed the Bucks 132-116. Clippers crushed the Suns 138-111. Thunder beat the Wizards 136-128. NHL, the Canucks doubled up the Rangers 6-3. Avs edged the Bruins 4-3 in a shootout. Stars blanked the Wild 4-0, and the Penguins beat the Flyers 4-1. This is ABC Sports.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products, and we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks rallied to start the week, with the Dow Jones adding 217 points and closing at 37,683. The Standard & Poor's 500 picked up 1.4%. Advances for tech shares pushed the NASDAQ composite higher by 2.2%. Start collecting your receipts. The IRS has declared January 29th as the official start of the 2024 tax season. The agency expects to handle nearly 129 million returns by the April 15th deadline. Joanna Garrity is to become the first woman to serve as CEO of a major airline. She's currently the chief operating officer at JetBlue. She will move into the corner office when current chief executive Robin Hayes steps down next month. This may be the best free advertising Apple will ever get. An iPhone that was sucked out of Alaska Airlines Flight 1282 when a door panel blew off fell 16,000 feet to the Oregon countryside below. The phone was found, still working perfectly. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Marysville Knights of Columbus annual Soup Day is Thursday, January 11th, serving 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Hall in Marysville. Free will offering, homemade chicken noodle, chili, potato, and vegetable beef soup, plus homemade sandwiches and desserts. Local delivery area and carryout available. Phone 562-2711. Knights of Columbus annual Soup Day in Marysville, Thursday, 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Hall. Public is welcome.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, which means it's time for the latest Steckline report. And with that, and with numbers on the latest cattle on feed report, here is Larry Steckline. Good morning, Larry.
Well, we had a December cattle on feed report out of USDA, and it's sure blowing the theory about all the spurt X's that had predicted. Now, it's me now, because I was giving spurt X information to you folks about how lesser number of cattle were going to be coming out of the slaughterhouses. Well, let me tell you about the cattle on feed report just out a few days ago. Cattle on feed in the major feeding states increased 3% over a year ago, reached over 12 million head for the first time since May of 2022. Cattle on feed over 20 days, that's the bigger cattle. Most cattle go to market 120 days after they hit a feedlot. Any days over that, they start getting a little heavy. That's cleaned up a bit, they tell me, and it has because it dropped below 4 million head according to this report. Placements into feedlots. Numbers of cattle that went in were down 1.9% in November. Marketings were down 7.4%. The industry wasn't too shocked by this, and I don't know why, except we found lower marketings causing an odd buildup of cattle on feed across the country and has allowed negotiated prices to come down substantially from summer highs and heading into 2024 around $170 per hundred. That's the lower price point will be short-lived, though, they say. All in all, folks, the numbers are out there. What does that relate to? How much you folks are going to pay for steaks, hamburger at the grocery store? Doesn't look like it should change much. A lot of other factors go into that price, let me tell you that. So that could cause a little wrench in the problem, but we'll wait and see. It's not cattle numbers out there that should bother you. Have a good year.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas experienced a large variety of weather conditions in 2023, like it does many years. K-State Assistant State Climatologist Matt Siddle recaps a few of the key events that took place in the state. He begins by reviewing the drought and says when in the year it was extremely bad.
The big story in terms of weather for the year was the drought. And March through May was when things were really bad, especially in central and eastern Kansas. Four of our nine climate divisions in the state ranked in the top 10 driest meteorological springs. And that's the three-month period between March, or really March, April, and May. So four divisions out of nine in the state, top 10 driest. We had three counties in the state that had their driest spring, meteorological spring on record. Those are Harvey, Greenwood, and Butler counties, which all happen to be adjacent to one another down in south central Kansas. Now, when I say driest ever, that's driest on record. It's a 129-year period of record that began in 1895. So driest in 129 years, that's a big deal.
Kansas had two major heat waves this year, and Siddle says how they rank for all time.
There were two heat waves that were brutal. July, there was late July, the dates were July 24th through August 3rd, and then again from the 19th through the 25th, and that second heat wave was the worst of the two. We had seven consecutive days in that the average high temperature across the state was over 100 degrees. And the first day of that is kind of unusual. The first day of that heat wave was the worst day. That was August the 19th when Manhattan at the airport hit 115 degrees. That ended up being the hottest temperature in the nation on that day. And it was the warmest temperature in over a decade recorded anywhere in the state of Kansas.
At the end of the year, parts of the state got large amounts of rain.
We certainly did. The event that just happened, the 13th through the 15th, huge amounts of moisture in southwest Kansas. There were the highest report for that storm was over 3.5 inches down in Meade County, which is down in southwest Kansas. There was a location in Ford County that had more precipitation in the 24-hour period from 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. on the 14th into the 15th. It was the largest single-day rain event ever in the month of December at that location, over a century of data. So we're talking just an incredibly unusual event.
That was K-State Assistant State Climatologist Matt Siddle with information about the weather in Kansas last year. Keep up to date on the weather at www.mezzanet.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock John Bread every sale Wednesday, January the 10th, starting 11 a.m., This sale will feature over 275 fancy Angus, Tim Angus, Charlet, and black white face first calf heifers from area consigners. They're AI and bull bred to high calvinese, low birth weight Angus bulls due to start calving in late January through March. This will be an outstanding offering of high quality, gentle bred heifers. Spring calving cows consignments include over 300 Angus, black white face, and a few red Angus cows, 3 to 6 years old, with many being 3 to 4 years old. These cows are AI and bull bred to Angus, Sim Angus, and Hereford bulls for February through April calving. Also offered will be 100 black, white face, and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 years to short and solid with September to December calves by side. All cattle will be sold in lots to suit the buyer's needs. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 10th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
729 from KNDY, now 23 degrees. Temperatures expected to hold steady this Tuesday. Blowing and gusting snow along with gusty north winds, the order of weather today. We settled in with 3 to 4 inch snow accumulation total. That came on the heels of almost an inch of rain ahead of the snow yesterday. So anywhere from 3 to 4 inches here in Marysville, significantly more, double that as you head north across the state line. Has created snow-covered roads. Roads are snow-packed and difficult. Don't get out unless you have to today. Watch out for the snow crews out there moving snow along the way. We have weather-related postponements and cancellations. All of the area schools are closed again today. And those would include Diller O'Dell and Southern. Washington County is closed. Axtell, Nemaha Central. No school at Hanover, Barnes, and Lynn or Marysville. Frankfort, Centralia, and Valley Heights are all closed today. We'll pass along Marshall County Agency on Aging. We'll have no transportation or senior meal services today. That traffic emergency continues in the city of Washington. Gage County Courthouse is closed today. Blue Valley Technologies advising their offices will be closed today and will likely continue to see a growing list of weather-related postponements and cancellations. If you'd add to our list, call us at 562-2361. If we're not immediately available, leave the information on voicemail and we'll update regularly.
The Native Americans called it Poganif or White Death. All about what happens when ice and fog mix on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 9th, the ninth day of the year. Musician Jimmy Page has a birthday, and former President Richard Nixon was born on this day in 1913. What do you get when you mix water vapor and bitterly cold air? Sometimes you get a phenomenon called ice fog. Ice fog is actually floating ice crystals. And anyone who has experienced it might tell you of leaving a body print in the air or brushing it aside with their hands, and they're not telling tall tales. When the air is so cold it can't hold moisture, water vapor freezes so quickly it leaves ice crystals suspended in the air. The result is a cotton candy-like soup that some people call diamond dust, or what Native Americans called Poganip, or White Death. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather extremes at almanac.com.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johns, and the Kansas City Chiefs were able to wrap up their 2023 football season with a win over the Los Angeles Chargers 13-12. Here's what head coach Andy Reid had to say about the win.
What a game on both sides. I mean, Giff rallying these guys to play like they are really shows the character of the team and what they can do. I was proud of our young guys for the for the job that they did, and then Blaine Gabbard with the long runs. I mean, who would have thought that?
After last night's loss to the Buffalo Bills, the Miami Dolphins will be headed to Kansas City to face the Chiefs, exclusively on Peacock at 7 o'clock. Despite KU's two-point victory over TCU 83-81, they have fallen in the AP poll from number 2 to number 3, receiving two first-place votes. The two teams ahead of them are Purdue and in-conference rival Houston. Mid-American Network Sports.
High school basketball games canceled tonight with no school on Tuesday. Rescheduling dates for area games to be announced. Marysville versus Concordia will be made up February 1st. Kansas State basketball tonight will join the pregame show in progress following our evening news block on KNDY.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A winter storm warning continues. Slight chance for snow today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High of 27. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour. A dusting of snow today with another 4 to 8 inches Thursday through Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 25.
KNDY.
Wanna wake up each morning with you for the rest of my life. I wanna feel your heart beating and just get lost in your eyes. You can tell me your secrets. You can let me feel your pain. You can show me your weakness. Never be ashamed.